Mayflies by Andrew O'Hagan, read by Lauren Lyle. I wasn't meant to go to university. We weren't that kind of family. Very soon, we weren't any kind of family at all. My dad wandered off in search of himself. "You might begin by looking up your own backside," said my mother, Norma. She then decided that the life of a single mother was not for her, and flitted to Aaron. I think they had a slightly exaggerated sense of my self-sufficiency. I'd just turned 18. Yet, it was consistent with their behaviour all through my childhood. Falling apart or bolting. My mum and dad imagined I would love swanning about a council house by myself. In fact, I spent more and more time at Tully's, and within a few weeks, I felt I was finished with them. "I've divorced mum and dad," I said to Tully one night at the pictures. It was Mona Lisa for the umpteenth time. "Daft," he said. "They'll be back, just like Annie." No, I'm not having it. I'm not having them back. It's a solo life now." "No way." "No, I'm serious. They can pay the bills for a few months, and then that's that. They never wanted to be a family, and they've tortured each other for years. I'll stay until I go to uni. That's the end of it, man. They've fucked it." "Stay at mine whenever you like. If you don't want to stay, just come over for your dinner. Yeah, my mum loves you." "Thanks, mate." He leaned over and kissed me right in the forehead. "You're in charge, Noodles. Do your life your own way." I didn't know I wanted approval until Tully gave it to me. I didn't know life could be like that. It was part of the teenage dream to find a pal who totally noticed you.
"Do you think Bob Hoskins is a family man?" I asked.
"In dreams," Tully said, staring at the screen. "Everybody is in dreams."